You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great pair up this time. We've got Dr. Joan Cohn and her husband, Peter Cohn. They've established the Dr. Joan and Peter Cohn and Family Research Fund at the Gene Meyer Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. Wow, that was real easy to say. It's at Tufts University. It's aimed at advancing scientific discovery and the knowledge about the connections between nutrition, inflammation, and chronic disease. My wife and I actually talk about this all the time. Each year, due to the generosity of the Cones and other donors that join them, they use it to fund the support of the HNRCA students and scientists focused on expanding our understanding of the links between nutrition, inflammation, and chronic diseases such as cancer and arthritis. Welcome to the show. My gosh, I can't wait to talk to you guys.
Oh, Jim, thanks. Thanks for having us.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, my wife just recently had a kidney transplant, so we've been eating and watching her. We've been eating a really good diet, good nutrition. Well, we use a lot of it to fight inflammation and chronic disease, and I can guarantee you right now she's got her pen poised, and she's waiting with bated breath, so rock on. Tell me what I got to know.
Well, what is it? Do you have any questions about your wife and her disease and what she should be eating?
Absolutely not. We're actually, right now she eats the perfect renal diet. She has a lot of high protein, not a lot of carbs. But really what I wanted to talk about is a little bit about what you guys have come to town to talk about. Well, I'm going to this great presentation tomorrow. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what we're going to be talking about there?
So tomorrow we're going to be talking about aging with the right attitude. We're going to be talking about it. Peter is a cardiologist, and I'm a psychotherapist, so we're going to do the mind-body connection.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. Can you give me an example of one of the things that connects the mind and the body?
Well, when you think about it, think about depression. Think about the fact that when people are depressed, either they often eat too much or they don't eat at all.
Right.
Let me interject a few words here.
For sure, Peter.
Doctor here.
All right. Well, listen, I got you both, so I want to rock on. You can both give me your interjections. I'm looking forward to that.
There's no question that the psychological frame that we're in can influence the physiology of the body. So it's very possible that by being in a depressed mood, you're depressing your immune system, which means you cannot fight diseases as best you can. So a positive approach to life is very, very important.
Yeah, I agree with you.
A lot.
Go ahead, Joan. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jim. If you have a glass of water in front of you, look at it. Is your glass half full? Or is it half empty?
My glass is always half full, for goodness sakes.
That's the perfect answer. It's really, really important to look at your life as being full. And even when you're down and things are hard, you have to look around and you have to find other things to fill your glass.
Oh, my gosh. My mom's the perfect example. She's about to turn 80. I think that she's going to go till she's 110. And all she is positive. She dresses up and makes a great impression. She's still the weekend psychotherapist at the Mount Sinai Hospital here. And every time she dresses, she makes the people laugh when she walks in. And when they laugh, she laughs. She has the greatest time. They look forward to seeing her. I think it's a bilateral relationship in there, her environment and her. She stays positive, and she makes the people positive around her.
Well, you know, there's actually a physiologic basis for what you just said. Laughter, humor, can make your immune system charged up. And as we know, the immune system is so important in fighting diseases like cancer and even heart disease that the positive approach through laughter, through humor, is the way to go. So your mom is on the right track. That's great.
Yeah, she transmitted it to me. I make a crack about just about everything. Big Don will tell you that. Big Don is the guy that introduced us, by the way. I hope he's there. Give a high five to Big Don for getting us all together here.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Yes, I am here, and with Joan and Peter, and we're excited to be on your show, and you always crack me up.
You just cracked me up. So already my immunities, I guess I can fight a cold off now. So listen, Joan, my wife, like I said, she just had the kidney transplant, and we could talk about her a little bit. It's okay. And so she had the transplant, but she's still a little bit run down. I'm thinking it may take as much as a year. You know, I wanted to get her to come up and meet y'all, but she just can't make the trip. She just doesn't have enough energy yet.
Well, that's understandable. And the most important thing is to listen to your body. And if she feels she can't do it, well, we can have it taped and we can talk to her by phone, or she can listen to the talk tomorrow. And you can even bring in questions that she has.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate that. I'm sure that she's going to listen. If you let me do it, well, I could put it up on Facebook Live, or I could just record it and show her the recording later. But I'd know that she'd love to attend, not only to see you, but to see Don and Fabi too. Oh my gosh, I'm getting a little too personal there. Hey, Fabi, shout out to Fabi. So Don, tell me a little bit about what we're going to be doing tomorrow and what's going on. You've arranged this. It's a benefit to the people that you do business with. Tell me a little bit about what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yes, correct. We actually, you know, we brought, you know, Dr. Peter and Dr. Joan Cohn down to Florida to have them speak and help, you know, interact with our business relationships as well as our clients. We have CPAs coming. We have in the middle of tax season, no less.
Oh, wow.
And we have a number of attorneys coming. Plus, we have a number of our family office clients that will be there. And it's really to help people with their mind transition through retirement and through their years. And, you know, as you know, everybody and everything out there changes. And a lot of people have trouble dealing with that. Some people have an easier time dealing with it. So we have people coming from all areas. And we're having the event up here in Boca Raton at the Delray Sands Hotel, right on the beach in a nice, relaxing interior environment with glass walls overlooking the beach. So everybody can get that nice, relaxed and good mood going, so we can all feel good for the weekend.
Now, Dr. Joan, I have a question for you. Don mentioned the fact that there's transitions that we go through in life. There's a lot of transitions we go through, and if somebody is aging and getting towards retirement, then they're going through more transitions than other people, because not only are they having a life transition, but life is moving so fast, and it's not really like the life that they knew even 5 or 10 years ago. How does somebody deal with this type of rampant change in their life?
Well, I think there are a lot of ways to think about it, and you mentioned before that I think that they need to look at their health, their physical health first. That's always the most important. They have to look at their financial health. They should have a consultant who can plan for their retirement so there's no worry about how much they can spend, or if they do have budgetary needs, then they follow them. And then, from my perspective, the other piece of this is the psychological piece. How do we go through these transitions? Some people feel that when they get older and they're facing retirement, that all of a sudden their life is over. Now, that's really not true. Research has shown us that even though people are getting older, that as we get older, we let things go more easily. We find that people are less anxious. They're actually less depressed, and they stay in the moment, and they realize that the stress, much of the stress that they had as a younger person, they no longer have. So it's really, really nice to think about this as an adventure, a new beginning, the ability to do something in a different way, perhaps, than you've done before.
Well, I think that the upfront success of the person during their life really feeds their flexibility towards the back end. Dr. Peter, what do you think about that?
Excuse me, Jim. I think that's an excellent point. I also wanted to make a comment about your mom and the kidney transplant.
Sure.
It's the wife.
Yeah, my wife had the kidney transplant, and my mom is the person that goes and is the doctor, is the therapist on the weekends at Mount Sinai. But both are open for discussion.
The kidney transplant is something that I wanted to talk about a bit because I think it's part of the realization that we live in an era where scientific and medical advances are such that these things are available to us. They weren't available 50, 60 years ago when they were in their infancy then. It's a fact of life that this generation, as we age, has the access to medical treatment and innovations that were not available before. So I think it's very, very, very important that the generations, as they do age, realize that they have to have a positive attitude towards some of these medical advances. Not all, because you have to be skeptical. We know that. But there's so much going on that there's no question that longevity is improved and the overall health of the population is getting better. This is a fantastic time to be alive.
Yeah, I talked repeatedly with my wife when it was really getting hard on her that we are at least lucky that she could be kept alive. And then we would always joke that my greatest dream in the world would be to be nothing more than her pee handler. I can't say it anyway. Watch her pee, collect her pee, measure her pee. It's my greatest joy in life right now.
Well, that's good. She's very lucky that she has someone as loving and giving as you are. That's a very important part of getting older, is to have people around you who you love and who love you. And Jim, you made another point before when you were speaking with the other woman on the show.
Yes.
Talk about what you do, which is really important. You talked about being mindful. You talked about staying in the moment and appreciating what you have. And then you talked about the fact that you meditate. That is also a very good thing for reducing stress and actually helping your blood pressure as well.
I got to tell you is that you mentioned something about being surrounded by people that love you. My mom, when she goes to work, she comes and she drives past where I live. And so we stop and I see her and I make sure that I hug her and I kiss her and I touch her and I rub her and I tell her that I love her and I ask her, she knows how much I love her. It's the most, I'm so blessed to have that in my life.
It's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. Listen,
I don't have that, and I'm kind of jealous.
Well, okay. Well, hold on. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous, Wanda. Listen, we're going to hold on. We got to take a break. This is getting to be awesome. I'm going to let everybody go get a tissue break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk to Dr. Joan and Dr. Peter. I hope I can call them by their first name, Don. I hope that's okay. And we're going to talk to them about... We're going to talk to them something that's really important, and that's paying it forward. Not only do they give good advice, but they make sure that that advice is available to others. We're going to talk about how they do that after this break. Wanda, make us feel good with some awesome music. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them girls.